Miss Summers is young and pretty, so it's not so bad. Also, it's her first year of teaching, so she lets us get away with more than she should. This one guy, Stevie Hardman, takes advantage of this by peppering our class discussions with words like shit and damn. Every so often, he drops an F-bomb to remind us that he's a wild and crazy guy. Stevie, let's keep this class a fuck-free zone, said Miss Summers the first time he tested the waters. Stevie grinned around the room and said,
of course, Miss S. Whatever you say, Miss S.
Stevie's best friend, Matt, slapped Stevie's palm. Some of the girls tittered and ducked their heads. Roby looked at me and rolled his eyes. Such a tool, he was saying. Don't I know it, I replied with a chin jerk, though subtly enough that no one else caught my end of the exchange. Stevie is a tool, but he's a popular tool. A month into the semester, Miss Summers directed our attention to a dozen self-help books shelved at the back of the room. Using them as a resource, our assignment was to come up with a strategy for leading a rewarding life, which we would present to the rest of the class. A few kids had already gone. Today was Stevie's turn. He propped the poster on the ledge of the smart board and used a laser pointer to highlight the title of his project, which was Don't Be a Crappy Crustacean. He'd been going for laughs. He got them from everyone but Roby. He told us that in the animal kingdom, male lobsters fought other male lobsters for territory. When it came clear which lobster was going to win, the losing lobster could either surrender and stay alive or fight to the bitter end and die. According to Stevie, death was preferable to defeat. He swept his gaze across the room, graced us with a cocky smile, and said,
Why, you ask?
No, muttered Roby.
Because after every fight, the lobster's brains are chemically altered.
Stevie aimed his laser at a giant lobster wearing a hand-drawn crown.
For the alpha lobster, this is great. The alpha lobster's brain is flooded with seraphim.
Miss Summers cleared her throat.
I think you mean serotonin.
Stevie looked annoyed at having his rhythm interrupted.
Seraphim are the highest order of God's angels, Miss Summers explained.
I don't believe in angels, said Stevie.
That's fine, said Miss Summers. But I think you mean serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter connected with depression. People with low amounts of serotonin tend to be depressed. People with high serotonin levels, not so much.
Yeah, that, said Stevie. The winning lobster gets better and stronger after a win, but the loser lobster...
Stevie pointed the laser at a pathetically puny lobster with a giant L on his chest.
The loser lobster's brain literally melts.
Ew, said some people.
A girl named Gertrude Leibowitz blanched. Then she sat up straighter and lifted her chin. Gertrude terrified me. She had heavy bangs and dark eyes. She was really intense.
That's not true, she said.
No way. Way, said Stevie. The loser lobster gets depressed and stays depressed because of not getting the flood of sero-whatever. It's called the dominance cycle. The winners stay winners, while the losers become bigger and bigger losers.
Let's hear how your research applies to us, Miss Summers said. What wisdom should we take away?
Be a winner, Stevie said.
He heh-head.
Always succeed, and if you can't succeed, die. It's better to die than to lose.
That's ridiculous, Gertrude said. A soft-spoken girl named Natalia raised her hand. She didn't come across as timid, but reserved, polite.
Yes, said Stevie.
Are they all boy lobsters? Natalia asked.
Well, yeah, Stevie said, as if it were obvious.
How?
Huh?
Natalia frowned.
Wouldn't there have to be girl lobsters somewhere?
Yeah, Stevie, said other kids, catching on. What about the girl lobsters?
Stevie patted the air.
You want to know about the...